Footsteps, Chapter 103. It is a fact that at times Mrs. Eddy filled important positions in the cause with persons whose human training, opportunities, and education seemed not to fit them for such high positions. Why was this? Mrs. Eddy recognized that, in accordance with her own teachings, only that which comes from God is helpful, real, and valuable. Hence, the student who has developed the greatest reliance upon God and is endeavoring to surrender his own human opinion in order that he may at all times express the one mind is the one who is most capable of rising to a demonstrated ability to fill any position. It was to such that she entrusted the important places in the cause. She recognized that human education, favorable environment, and opportunity often fit a person so well for a position that he or she fails to recognize the additional need for demonstration. If such individuals should occupy the positions in the organization, they would gradually reestablish it on a material basis. There is a certain value in human education as a method of mental discipline, training man to master the subject that interests him. Hence, when one's interest centers on Christian Science, that early training is of value in assisting him to enter a knowledge of the rules of this doctrine. It is what one learns through human education that is valueless in Christian Science. The human knowledge acquired in schooling and experience is so far removed from the knowledge gained through Christian Science that one is compelled to discard that which seems of value in order to start afresh to attain a knowledge that is not developed or absorbed, but reflected. Our leader perfectly exemplified this, stating that after she came into Christian Science, what she had learned through education vanished as a dream. Retrospection and Introspection, page 10. Yet the methods she learned and the training she gained did not leave her. She was able to apply them to the effort to reach out and find God. And when this is done, God becomes man's teacher. Thus, the information that man acquires in this manner comes not from sense testimony, but from the divine mind.